You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 10th, 2017. And start of a brand new week. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room dealing with all our many and varied technical gremlins who seem to be working overtime on us today here. So getting on into the news, a lot of things happening all over the place. We're going to start here. Apparently, there is a federal prosecutor named Preet Bharara who is out there saying it is time for indictments against Hillary Clinton over the email server and possibly espionage. And as you know, that's the question I have been asking all along since the story about the private email server first appeared. Going back to the Clinton's 1994 Chinagate scandal, it is reasonable to ask if Hillary Clinton was replaying that, selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak private email server to deliver the goods and her so-called charitable foundation to collect and launder the money. And more people are looking into that charitable foundation, they're realizing it just was a slush fund. It was a piggy bank. It spent very little of its funds on charitable work, not enough to meet the legal definition of being a nonprofit charitable foundation, but enough to generate some press to say, hey, we're doing some really good things. But apparently, Huma Abedin was being paid out of the Clinton Foundation funds, a $34,000 a night Caribbean holiday for Chelsea came out of the Clinton Foundation. Payoffs to silence Bill Clinton's sex accusers were coming out of the Clinton Foundation. It was basically a personal piggy bank. And the evidence there is very compelling, and yet, of course, the corporate media and the deep state are all about Donald Trump's relationship with Russia, and did you see how he smiled when he shook Putin's hands? He's obviously Putin's puppet, blah, 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 so forth and so on. We know where the real crime is here, and I think the indictment should move forward. Because something that I predicted was going to happen is happening. Hillary Clinton is now trying to assume leadership of the Democratic Party heading into next year's midterm elections. And this is fabulous news for the GOP. But if Donald Trump does not bring charges against Hillary Clinton, she could be back in 2020. And they'll just double down on the election fraud to steal the presidency for her. And so Hillary Clinton needs to be arrested and go to jail. It's more than getting rid of a political enemy. We, the American people, we need to see somebody who is this obviously criminal go to prison for it, or we will lose all trust and faith and confidence in the federal government as being a government as opposed to simply more organized crime than narcocracy. But more important than that, we need to get that Election Integrity Commission moving and overhaul the entire election system. Put in something that is much harder to rig as opposed to our current system, which almost seems designed to facilitate the manipulation of elections and covering it up after it's all over inside the hidden world of those electronic machines. So we need to let them go. Now, do you remember James Comey? He's out there, you know, screaming about Donald Trump and obstruction of justice and of course, he literally tried to force the naming of an independent counsel by leaking some of his personal memos in the hope the media would get them and that would build pressure on Trump to say, we're going to go ahead with an independent prosecutor or get Congress to go ahead with an independent prosecutor. Now it's turning out that a lot of those memos that Comey leaked out contained classified information. And by leaking those memos out, it shows Comey broke the FBI's rules and ignored the same security protocol and laws that he publicly criticized Hillary Clinton for in the waning days of the 2016 presidential election. And then he gave her a get-out-of-jail-free card, and so he's probably expecting he'll get the same. But we're starting to really see the deep swamp, the deep state, surfacing. It's everywhere. They're all corrupt. The ones who are still honest and incorruptible. You can count on the hands, the fingers of one hand, and that's even accounting for the fact that you may be very sloppy with a carving knife in your youth. And Trump has to regain the initiative. He's got to go on the offensive, both against the corrupted deep state and against a crooked election system, or he's going to be a one-term president. Now, remember what Donald Trump tweeted out over at the G20. Everybody who was there were all talking about the DNC's server and why CrowdStrike was relied on to be the sole source that Russia was hacking the DNC servers. And CrowdStrike has now withdrawn that analysis because their methodology in a similar case was exposed as deeply flawed, to be most generous on that. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But here's where it gets obvious something is going on. The FBI requested examination of the DNC servers 13 times, and they were always rebuffed. That's like you call the police and you say, my neighbor robbed my home. And the police say, well, let's go on in and look at the evidence. And No, you don't need to look at the evidence. I have this guy who's working for me who said it was my neighbor. Just take my word for it and go arrest him. That's how transparent all of this is. And the American people are waiting to see justice done on this. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there?
There. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello? I'm here. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, couldn't hear. I didn't know if you called.
I'm hearing myself and my feedback. Okay, there it is. It's gone. Okay, Steve, what's on your mind?
I didn't know if you caught what Bubble Boy Mark Rubio has been tweeting about it. Did you catch that today?
No, I didn't. What's what's Bubble Boy doing now?
Well, he says our beef is not with Russia or the Russia people. It's with Putin, and of course, he still brought up the Russian collusion and our elections, and of course, gassing the people, so we can't support that. But they're still riding that line, and Marco Rubio now is tweeting all these things, saying basically the same mainstream media lie of Russian collusion and gassing people, and of course, he's just riding that lie that mainstream media continues to do so. And again, any news agency that continues on this pathway of insisting that these things are all true without ever showing proof is just losing credibility. I'm looking forward to the day when mainstream media just totally collapses because they deserve every bit they get.
I agree, and we're starting to see it happen. And, I mean, look at it from the government's point of view. They very well cannot get up and say, okay, you caught us. We've been lying to you about all this stuff all along, but trust us, we'll be truthful from now on. They're trapped by the total accumulation of their own mendacity over the decades, and they really are in a bit of a corner. And meanwhile, more and more people are getting their information from the independent media. They're going to their friends and families and saying, look, you've been lied to about all this stuff. You were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. They're lying to you now about Russia. And remind them that Israel tinkers with our politics far more than Russia ever did, which is a point that Oliver Stone himself brought up and then was edited out. So, they're in a corner and they can't think of anything to do other than what they've always done, even knowing that ultimately it's going to produce a bad outcome.
I agree. Hey, Michael, I do agree that if Trump does not change the election fraud, I mean, the thing was built with fraud in mind, the system itself.
Oh, yeah.
Has he taken any action and made any verbalizations that he is going to dismantle this thing and make it fair and square?
Well, I think officially what he's waiting for is for his commission on election integrity to come up with some hard information about last year's election. And apparently something like 14 states are still refusing to turn over their voter data. But again, I wish Donald Trump would get on the phone to Bev Harris over at blackboxvoting.org, because remember, she found on an open FTP server the source code to the Diebold GEMS software and demonstrated it had been set up to allow election fraud to happen and go undetected, go unprovable. And so that is a big thing. And the next commercial break, I'm going to go ahead and repost my article on how to have honest elections, because ever since I've put that out there, I've gotten emails and calls from other countries around the world saying, yeah, we got rid of our electronic machines and we do it more or less like that right now, and the elections are a lot more trustworthy. But the American election system
is fraction magic. I agree. Definitely it's got to change. If they do not change this, they will be successful in the fraud next time. No doubt about it. They will.
Oh, yeah. They're just going to double down because they're still believing nothing bad will ever happen to them. The American people are too cowed down, you know, to ever stand up and go after them with tar and feathers. And, yeah, I think the reason that Hillary Clinton really lost it at Trump's victory was she was convinced the election fraud was going to hand it to her. And now we have these videos that are surfacing that are confirming not only were millions and millions of illegal immigrants registered to vote, they were actually being paid to vote for Hillary Clinton over first Bernie Sanders and then over Donald Trump. So they were trying to steal the election for Hillary. They just couldn't steal it enough because vote fraud cannot reverse a popular landslide, which is exactly what Donald Trump had. If you go back to the campaign videos and you look at, he was filling these sports venues and not everybody could get in. And Hillary was in these little bicycle shops and places like that where hardly anybody was showing up. And they'd put the campaign workers and the tech crew in front of the cameras to make it look like she had a crowd. It was obvious she did not have the popular vote. They were just going to steal it. And corporate media was going to convince you, oh, yes, it's absolutely the right thing. And because corporate media is itself neck deep in this whole election fraud problem, they're in a panic about it as well, which is why, like the Vaccine Safety Commission, they're not going to report on anything coming out of the Election Integrity Commission, other than the fact that states are saying you can't have the voting data. It's racist. It's a violation of privacy, which is really weird because most of those states will actually sell that voting data to political action committees and fundraisers and so forth.
Hey, thanks, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Tom, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good day to you, Michael, and bless you, man. Bless what you just said a minute ago about Israel is going toward invading our government more, and the Russians. Look at AIPAC. Look at all that crap. But and that's wonderful what you said, Michael, about that. Not too many hosts actually say that truth like that. But I want to say this. I want to say this, Michael, as far as what's going on with yesterday, this guy Gruber, who's the guy they put in jail because he said he told people they could lose weight? And then you had this guy Gruber saying, oh, the whole thing was a lie about the Obamacare. He's the one that should be doing a 30-year sentence, though, Gruber and all these Democrats that were trying to lie to the American public who stole trillions of dollars from the health care. But then you got all this stuff with the election, like you're talking about Hillary. I mean, she should be in jail, this guy, Johnson Gruber. But I'll tell you one thing, Michael, that really perplexes me that nobody ever talks about. You do once in a while. This Lois Lerner, if Donald Trump were just to go after Lois Lerner for what she did to the Tea Party, that would be so explosive. That would shake. It would, even the Democrats would be shaken at the core. Because once Donald Trump goes after Lois Lerner, all the filth that she was doing to the Tea Party, if he just goes after her, just her, it's going to shake the core of Washington forever because she should be put in jail for sure. But what happened, you got guys like Gruber lying about the health care, Obama, that Sotero. I mean, unbelievable what these people have gotten away with and the trillions of dollars they're stealing. They put the one guy in jail for saying he's got $30 million for telling people they could lose weight if they went on his plan. And they put, I guess he's wanting to get a 10-year sentence or something.
Yes.
Trump, yeah, you know about that case. But here you got all these Democrats, and you got some rhinos that, I mean, they're complacent too. It's unbelievable how they're trying to take Trump down. The Communist News Network. And by the way, Michael, did you see what's going on in Venezuela?
Oh,
they're
yes.
They're literally rationing the toothpaste. They're rationing toothpaste, and they want Bernie Sanders? Are you kidding me? Bernie Sanders is a bigger leftist than Hugo.
Hang on. Venezuela is a little more complicated than that. Venezuela has been the target of covert economic warfare by the United States going all the way back to Hugo Chavez. They want to wreck the place so they can put in a puppet government. It's a pattern they've repeated all over South America in past decades. They did it in Chile, and they're going to do it. They're doing it all over the world right now. But there's more to Venezuela than the fact that it was under socialist leadership, because before the U.S. went after Hugo Chavez, Venezuela was a cool place to live. It had a very high standard of living, very low prices, because Hugo Chavez was taking the money coming from Venezuela's oil, and he was spending it on the Venezuelan people. And that, of course, is something the money junkies can't stand, the idea of the people of a nation profiting from the nation's wealth. It sets a bad example for all the serfs in all those other feudal estates.
Well, Michael, what would Bernie Sanders be doing? I mean, Bernie Sanders, him and his wife are under indictment right now. But if you have a guy like Bernie Sanders running the country, what would he do to the United States? He'd wreck it, too. He'd run his country right into the ground. What a socialist, licky-kissy, touchy-feely ways.
Well, again, looking at all the politicians who've gotten away with very terrible things, I'm coming to the conclusion that the attack on Bernie Sanders is less about the fraud that is alleged to have happened and more about keeping Bernie Sanders on the sidelines next year and possibly in 2020. Because if Hillary is really seriously thinking of running again in 2020, Bernie could come on back and just, he almost spoiled it for her this time. She doesn't want him back.
Well, I think Mike, what it's going to shake down for in the 2020 election, it's going to have that Warner, what's her name, Elizabeth Warner. You're going to have her. They're even talking about putting this jerk, the Rock, the actor in there, that dumb dummy whose movies are all crap anyway. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. Yeah.
You mean
trying to save the country.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
Yeah, they're talking about him running for president. Oh, give me a break.
He's actually a nice guy, but no, he's not competent to be president.
He played for the University of Miami football. I got brain damage. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. That'd be a joke. Look, but anyway, Michael, I just want to say this. I want to see Trump go after the people who are running the IRS, like the Lois Lerner. If he does that, you're going to see so much crap in the news, even if the liberal news networks won't be able to handle it. They'll be jumping out of buildings. Because once Trump actually says, you know, we're going to really investigate this, all this crap, you're going to see unbelievable stuff that's never been reported in the media of the United States of America. So
back when Nixon was approaching his resignation, there had been an initial draft of articles of impeachment, which included Nixon's using the IRS as a political tool against his enemies, which is illegal. And that was actually dropped from the final articles of impeachment because they dared not let the American people get the impression that the IRS was being selective, that it was, in fact, being used as a tool to crush down and financially destroy the enemies of the elites. And so I'm not expecting that we're actually going to see anything because, again, our government is running like a religion. It relies on the faith and belief of all the American people that they're the good guys to keep moving forward. Unfortunately, more and more Americans are quickly becoming heretics because we are being shown on a day-by-day basis just what kind of terrible people seek those high positions of power, just like people who go to church are shocked when they find out that the clergy has been diddling the altar boys in the choir when nobody was looking. So we're all going through that bit of a psychic shock here. We're going to come out the other side and say, all right, I think it's time that we rethink our relationship with whether it's the church or the government. All right, Tom in Florida.
Well, Michael, there's one more thing I want to say. I did see the report today. 72% illegals have stopped coming to the United States over the last 6 months. I kind of find that kind of interesting. But I say build the wall, and we'll see what happens when the chickens come home to roost in October when they go for the budget and see if they do actually fund the building of the wall. We'll see how many Republicans actually line up. And I guarantee if they don't, they're going to get crushed in the 2018 election.
Well, you know, I don't.
That's
really
why Donald
know.
Trump won the election mainly, Michael.
It was one of the reasons, along with getting out of the wars, getting the economy under control here. And to be very honest, if you simply enforce the existing Title VIII laws on illegal immigrants and those who shelter them, take away the financial incentive, you're not really going to need a wall, in my opinion. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Tom. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take another phone call. Mike in Alaska. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, greetings, Mike. I wanted to push back on the China narrative here. On other shows, a lot people will hear about how, like China and Russia, they are really providing a counterbalance to the U.S. empire, but a lot of people kind of project that they have a growing middle class or that they're up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
And having been in both places, I'd just like to point out that I almost wish that were true because, I mean, at least someone would be getting a, you know, good lifestyle and standard of living would be going up. I'm not against that. However, what's really going on is we're just kind of racing towards the bottom. A lot of these places, the wealth is all concentrated in certain cities in China that would be on their east coast, Shanghai, Beijing. You know, they are, you look at skyline photos of them, they're wondrous. But that's not where 90% of China lives.
Yes.
And that's not how 90% of China lives.
Well, and I mean, you could draw a similar contrast between the skyline of New York City versus, you know, Appalachia, where the tallest building there is a still.
Right, but I would say that, like, my quality of life here in Alaska, where, you know, the tallest building is six stories in my town and is abandoned, But anyway, my quality of life versus a New Yorker versus someone in Beijing versus someone in Inner Mongolia is much more dramatic of a change. And I think that's one thing that that made America great is that there is much more of a desire in Western countries to have a middle class at all. Another thing that people don't know is that in Asia, if there was a lot of wealth, they will try to keep that away from the greater masses. And
just
we
like
see that Wall happening
Street
now.
Does.
Exactly. We see that happening now. But what I'm saying is that they never have a concept of a middle class. They always assume that it'll be an oligarchy with a lot of money and everyone else is just barely getting by. So we're going downhill, but we're kind of the only ones with this concept. And sometimes we project that concept on the guys who are on the other side of the wall thinking, okay, do you know what I'm saying? We're trying to kind of make them seem better when really, for example, in Eastern Europe,
let me give you another perspective. Quality of life is very subjective. And you may look at the Chinese people living away from the coastal cities and say, well, they don't have the large houses we have. They don't have the two cars and everything. But it all depends. If they are feeling happy and content, that's a good quality of life right there. If they're not worried about, where their next meal is coming from. I mean, there's a lot of people in New York who have tremendous wealth. They don't feel like they've got a good quality of life. There's too much stress. There's too much competition. It really is very subjective. I think if you want to have a hard measure for quality of life, you need to go back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs and just start on that bottom, immediate survival, and you go on up through sense of physical security, sense of food security, until you finally reach the top, which is self-actualization. And I think that is as good a scale for quality of life, because you can be at the top of that Maslow pyramid, whether you have all kinds of material wealth or just enough to be comfortable. It's like I used to say about the money junkies myself. I'd like to be rich. I'd like to give my wife the lifestyle I'd like her to become accustomed to, but I don't need a mansion, and I don't need $250,000 car, and I don't need $100,000 watch on my wrist. That's for people who are very insecure about their wealth and their quality of life. I think most people would be very happy just with a degree of comfort and security, and that's all they're really going to want. And what's really spoiling the party for everybody are the money junkies who cannot feel that they're rich no matter how much they have until they can look out the windows of their towers and see everybody else absolute dirt poor around them. And only then can they allow themselves to feel that they are wealthy because it's not an absolute measure. It's a differential. Anyway, Mike, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And I'm getting a lot of emails about the comments made about China. And we must be cautious about drastic oversimplification and remember that a lot of what we think we know about China, again, is coming to us from the same people who told us that humans are warming the planet and so forth. And offsetting that, of course, is the fact that my father came from Shanghai, was an MIT student. And so I have on my father's side of the family, I have roots over in that part of the world. But a few years ago, I took Claire over to Cincinnati for the World Choir Games. This is like the top recital event for the very best amateur choirs from around the world. These are not professional music groups. These are church groups, college groups, and you have to audition to be allowed to attend. And Claire and I were just amazed at how many choirs had come from China and how good they were. And they were sharing us snaps about where they came from, and it doesn't look like they're living in squalor, and they're certainly not on the East Coast. So you really do have to be very, very careful, because especially as quality of life starts to decline in this country, it's inevitable the propagandists are going to say, well, yeah, things are rough, but trust us, it would be a lot worse if you tried to move somewhere else. always been the case. Back during the 1950s, they were running down the Soviet Union. Yeah, things are rough in the United States, but it would be worse anywhere else. And then finally, as part of my career in film, I got to actually travel around a lot of the world. And I saw for myself that much of what I thought I knew about the rest of the world was a carefully crafted illusion. So we should be living in an age of skepticism and doubt about what we're being told conditions are like in other countries. Now, obviously, some countries are in trouble. Venezuela, it was engineered to be that way. This idea that, oh, the standard of living and the quality of life is so much worse in these other places, you don't want to leave. Well, it's always best to go find out for yourself here. Apparently, Kellyanne Conway had an interesting comment to Chris Cuomo earlier today, saying, aren't you embarrassed that you talk about Russia more than America? And that's a very cogent comment. And it would also apply to most of the Hillaryites, the corporate media, the Democrats, who seem to have forgotten their job is in this nation, not obsessing about this still without any proof at all connection between Trump and Russia, while studiously ignoring the fact that, as Oliver Stone said, Israel tinkers with our internal politics all the time to a very, very high degree. Nobody makes a big stink about that. So, let's start looking at the war zones. And I've been watching the interactive map over time, and I did a before and after comparison separated by a few weeks about a week and a half ago, and the trend is continuing. The ISIS territory in Syria and Iraq is shrinking. It is only a matter of time until this war is over. And obviously, the United States does not want that to happen, because then they miss their opportunity to still somehow find a way to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. And according to this report out of AA.com.tr, the U.S. has sent 184 trucks carrying military equipment to the PKK-PYD terrorist group in the northern Syrian province of al-Hasaka over the past week. And according to another source, another 102 trucks arrived 4 days later. So the U.S. is still arming the so-called moderates, and yet the weapons somehow wind up in the hands of ISIS and al-Qaeda. And there's another very revealing article over here from 21st Century Wire, Air NATO, and that's a reference to the old Air America of Vietnam days, where they've actually identified the commercial airline that is ferrying these weapons and supplies into these the hands of these terror groups operating inside Syria. All right, we're going to take some more phone calls. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, you were talking about the last week you were talking about the earthquake swarms in Yellowstone where they might have a super volcano. And but nobody's ever mentioned, maybe does the fracking have something to do with it? I know it's the thing that happens once every 20,000 years or whatever. But right now is the first time they've had fracking, and there's fracking pretty close to, in fact, all over the state of Wyoming, there's fracking. And
well, that would be a very dangerous thing to be doing on top of a supervolcano. I mean, nobody doubts that there's a supervolcano down there. Any volcanologist or geologist looking over the terrain extending from the current Yellowstone Lake to the southwest, you can see the remains of earlier calderas where there have been repeat blowouts of this supervolcano. Now, I didn't actually take a close look to see how close the fracking fields were to where this swarm of earthquakes is happening, which is actually to the northwest of Lake Yellowstone. But obviously, that would be something worth doing in Google Earth, because if they are fracking there, and that is the reason why we're starting to see these quakes, they could literally blow the top off that mountain if they're not careful.
I'm not saying they're doing it right on top of there, but they're doing... I mean, this fracking, I don't know how you feel about it. You have a scientific background, mm-hmm. but There is fracking. They never used to have earthquakes in Oklahoma.
That's true.
But now they have a lot of earthquakes in Oklahoma.
Well, despite the propaganda and political pressure coming from the oil companies, I mean, more and more scientists, and there have even now been a couple of court cases that are settling for properties that are damaged by the quakes, which are now understood to be caused by the fracking. And worse, the fracking is pumping these highly toxic, carcinogenic, radioactive fluids down into the ground. They do not stay there. And, of course, the methane that is being released by all the fracking is what's killing all these fish in the ponds and lakes and streams by absorbing all the available oxygen. So it's hideously destructive to the environment, and it's not even really producing the volume of oil and gas everybody thought it was going to.
You think it is causing earthquakes in Oklahoma? It causes earthquakes? That's what everybody believes.
Yeah, there is a strong correlation there. And there's also a precedent because out in California, this is going back 20, 25 years, at the 29 Palms Marine Base, they decided to get rid of some wastewater that couldn't be cleaned up by pumping it into an earthquake fault that just happened to be handy. And they started pumping the water down there, and all of a sudden they started getting these swarms and swarms of microquakes. Yeah, you're pumping a liquid down into a crack under pressure. It's going to force the crack open. And so they stopped the pumping, and the quake swarm went away. So, yeah, it's been demonstrated before. Pumping liquids into fault structures, or creating a fault structure, which is basically what fracking is trying to do, and then pumping more fluid into it, yes, you will get earthquakes. And as you correctly point out, Oklahoma, prior to the fracking boom, hadn't had an earthquake since the New Madrid fault quake.
Right. Well, I'm looking at this map of fracking areas in America. Yeah, the whole state of Wyoming, on into Utah, down into Colorado, and on up to Montana, all around there. In fact, totally surrounding Yellowstone, maybe not right on top of Yellowstone, but nevertheless, they're having that's where the fracking is, right there.
Well, you know, they're still trying to map out the exact shape of the magma chamber under Yellowstone, but they have established that it actually does veer off underground toward the west. So if they're fracking on top of that, you could see a new vent open. There's no rule that says that when Yellowstone blows, it has to blow at Yellowstone Lake. And again, if you look at all those ancient caldera stretching off to the southwest, you'll see that most times Yellowstone, when it goes, it blows in a whole new location.
Yellowstone, from what I've read about that, I heard the word, it could be an extinction event. In other words, the whole human race could be extinct. It could be that extreme. North America is doomed, pretty much.
Yeah, North America would be gone. Much of Canada would be gone. It all depends on how big the explosion is, and nobody can predict that. But it would certainly be on the order of 100 times what we saw with, for example, Mount St. Helens. There are other supervolcanoes.
I mean, somebody
Toba.
Should know if the fracking is actually contributing to the possibility of this the extinction of the human race. I mean, come on.
I'm in agreement, and I'm on your side. I think fracking was a bad idea. I think it should be stopped. It's not actually producing volume of usable oil and gas. It's actually an act of desperation to try and suck the last little bit of easily reachable oil and gas out of the ground. Just to keep the oil companies into profits. And I think we are at that stage in human evolution where we do need to be seriously thinking about evolving away from the oil-based economy onto something that is going to be a little bit more future-oriented, whether that's going to be fusion power, cold fusion, hot fusion, increasing the efficiency of solar. We don't know, but now is the time to start getting ready for it. There is a wonderful science fiction book called The Ring World. By a guy named Larry Niven. And it's this adventure story on this amazing artificial artifact. But the backstory behind it is that the Ringworld civilization collapsed because a key part of their technology failed and was no longer available. A microbe evolved that ate a key material that was central to their power production. And the elites, rather than take what remained of their stored energy to try and develop something new, simply kept it all for themselves and threw themselves parties in their floating palaces until the palaces crash to the ground. And there's a real lesson there, because short-sighted thinking can take a disaster and turn it into an absolute calamity. And it alarms me that within the bowels of power of both Wall Street and Washington, D.C., there are not very many people thinking more than 5 or 10 years into the future. And those people in academia who are...
Water is a scarce resource.
It was, but I recall reading recently about this student who had actually come out with a very novel approach to desalinization that seemed to be working.
Right.
And basically it was, instead of trying to filter the salt out of the water, he simply found a way to extract the water that wasn't mixed with the salt. And I know that sounds kind of archaic, but it basically meant that about one-third of the water would hold all the salt. That would just get tossed back in the ocean. And again, why not have the equivalent of a Manhattan Project to produce large-scale, cheap desalinization rather than waging wars on each other for the available fresh water?
To switch the subject, yeah, you were talking about Hillary. And, we thought Trump was going to be tough. Trump is not tough at all. I mean,
I'm afraid he isn't.
Sessions, everybody thought Sessions would go after somebody. What is he doing? He's not doing anything.
I don't know. I was getting ready to send Trump my Conan the Barbarian sword, but something tells me he wouldn't use it, so it's going to stay on the wall.
Trump, he'll get on the Twitter, and that's when that's childish, though. I mean, he's president of the United States. He could actually do something. He has the power. I mean,
I agree. If he wants people to respect the presidency, he does have to become a little more presidential. And
he made the statement that Comey is doing stuff illegal. That was his Twitter comment. Well, wait a minute. Now you're president. Doesn't he have control of the Department of Justice?
Actually, technically, no. I mean, the president can request that the attorney general look into something, and the attorney general then in turn requests the FBI. But generally, the president can't just say, go out and arrest that person. There is a process that has to be gone through. He could look into it.
He could have Comey investigate.
He should. Comey has already admitted he did it. He leaked these memos to the media containing classified information. That's a Title 18 violation.
I don't know. It's hard to read Trump's mind. Of course, it's hard to read anybody's mind, but he's just... He's looking more and more like just a phony, big phony.
Well, I think he's still trying to be everybody's friend, and you can't do that in politics. And I would think after all of his years in business, he would understand that. You can either be the boss and a manager, or you can be the friends of the employees. You can't really be both, although supposedly his employees all love him. But especially in Washington, he's got to be presidential. He's got to learn how to command the respect of those people who currently do not respect him. And he's got to regain the initiative. And sometimes I wonder if that's really Donald Trump on that Twitter feed anyway, because what's on Twitter very often contradicts what Trump is actually saying in his public speeches. So I would not be at all surprised if they have somebody in the White House media office actually managing the Twitter feed, and every once in a while they make a goof.
I think he is. I think he's on that. I mean...
Well,
I'm just guessing. You're right. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Does he write his own speeches? He doesn't write his own speeches. I think he's more honest on his Twitter than he is on the speeches. But who knows?
Well,
anyway,
Trump may still be feeling that he does not have a secure, reliable communication line between himself and the American people other than social media. Certainly, that was the way it worked during the campaign. Social media worked for him. They got past that chorus line of the corporate media going, give me an H, give me an I, give me an L, and did succeed in basically blowing apart that wall of propaganda against Donald Trump. And maybe it's just hard for him to give that up, even though he doesn't really need it as much anymore.
Well, he had to kind of give in to the Republican establishment. Otherwise, he never would have made it out of Cleveland with the nomination. He had to kind of try to make friends with those guys for a while, but he doesn't have to anymore. He's president now. I mean, you know, now he can, that's out the window now. He can go ahead and arrest Hillary. He can arrest, I mean, he should do something. He should get tough, like you say.
I agree. And the longer time goes on, I mean, we've got Hillary, who should be in prison, is out there already talking about assuming the leadership of the Democratic Party for the next two elections, if not actually run as a candidate in 2020. And that's a that's an insult to ordinary Americans who are still trying to cling to this fond memory of a just and
fair
society.
He's afraid a little bit. He knows that when he's working with – he works with – he had to deal with the mafia before. He got through that without getting killed. He's trying to get through this without getting killed.
Okay, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Yeah, right. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, welcome back to our show. And before we take more phone calls, want to do a couple of stories. People are still trying to figure out exactly what went down on the G20 in the meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And one clue could be found in Putin's comments to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, because Tillerson was out there talking about America's plans for Syria, and Putin simply put him in his place and said, you have no rights to talk about Syria's future, because the future of Syria lies in the hands of the Syrian people and not the United States Secretary of State. And there really wasn't a way to come back from that. And this may have been one of the reasons why Donald Trump said, maybe we should work more constructively with Russia, focus on actually getting ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And as a matter of fact, as of the last report, the UN observers are saying the ceasefire that they declared in part of Syria seems to be holding right now. Meanwhile, John McCain is out there flapping his gums again and screaming, we can't cooperate with Russia on it. And how dare Trump and Tillerson suggest Russia could have the right approach in Syria because they're the bad guys and Assad is gassing his own people and we stand for democracy and goodness and light and we just need to go on in there and take Syria because it rightfully belongs to us, blah, 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 blah. Boy, I think if we're going to investigate election fraud, we have to start looking at some of those recent Arizona elections, because I get a lot of emails from people in Arizona saying, I don't know how that man gets reelected time after time after time because nobody I know ever votes for him. But he's out there just trying to keep the violence going, keep the war going. And John, here's your rifle and here's your parachute. Go have fun. But your job is actually the people of Arizona, not what is going on in Syria. I think the people of Arizona deserve more of your attention than Syria, or for that matter, Israel. Meanwhile, Beijing is poised to step in when whatever's going on in Syria, however it resolves, Beijing is set to step in and help rebuild Syria. Now, this is not just China being generous. This is China opening up Syria for economic opportunity, which is what the United States wanted to do if they could replace Bashar al-Assad. So it's a very clever move by China. They're sending a message to the United States saying, even if Assad leaves, you're not getting Syria. I think Russia and China are moving together to basically block further U.S. expansionism. And they basically just put up a brick wall in Syria and said, this is as far as you come. And we're not going to let you go any further than that. Now, over in Iraq, Mosul has now been liberated from ISIS control. This according to their prime minister, Haider al-Abadi. And he's basically declaring victory in Mosul. There's the music. We got to do a station break here, station identification. We'll be back with some phone calls after these few words.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.